Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast. Welcome back to Gore Girls. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And today we are talking about Hostel. It's going to be our first movie in our theme of no theme.
The no theme theme.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hostel, directed by Eli Roth. I chose this movie because I didn't know when else we were going to cover it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, for sure. You know, seemed like a good time to do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's basically it.
That's simple good. Enough.
So inspirational.
I know research on this movie is like very minimal, but Grace, do you have anything on like the making of the movie, behind the movie?
Mm-hmm. So basically Quentin Tarantino saw Cabin Fever and then he wanted to help produce something by Eli Roth. They were swimming at Quentin's house and then Eli was saying how it would be crazy to make a movie off of this Thai murder vacation website that he found on the dark web. I wouldn't like to get into the dark web. What is that?
Illegal.
I don't even know how you do it.
Google dark web.
How do you get there?
I don't know. Right. I don't want to know.
I don't either, but like, what is the dark web?
What is the internet?
It's where you find like all of the illegal, horrible shit out there.
Right, but like, is it a different internet app?
I think it's like coding. I don't fucking know.
Like, you have to put in a specific coding?
You have to know you kind people, of have to like.
And I think you probably have to have like some sort of modified like computer.
VPN.
To do yeah, like VPN have, thing.
Yeah.
Anybody on the dark web, let us know.
Yeah, I don't want to know you.
I am glad that we don't know. I'm glad that none of us know.
I don't know what it is. It's like an illusion.
I'm afraid of the dark web.
I don't even want to know how to get there. I feel like you're put on a list for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right?
Anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So on this website, you can do whatever you want to a person. You can kill them or torture them. Whatever you want. No questions for $1,000.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Like you pay $1,000?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. This is in Thailand?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Eli is not entirely sure if the website is real or not, but that's, you know, that's where
he got his inspiration. Which is what he heard from Quentin Tarantino?
No, he found it. Eli Roth.
Oh, Eli Roth found it. Okay. Yes, got it.
He's on the dark web.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. So he originally wanted to make a sort of documentary style, not real, but fake documentary, you know, style about this website. But it didn't really go the way he wanted to. He had done a bunch of research on the website, but he got as far into it until you had to put in your credit card information. And then he was like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah. That's really far.
That's really far.
That's very far.
That's too close for comfort, to be honest. Yeah.
Interesting.
Eli Roth had been offered to redo the new Last House on the Left. The Fog, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but Quentin advised him to turn all those down and create his own story. I do appreciate that about Quentin Tarantino. Everything is
very original.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, in my notes, I didn't want to write Quentin, so I just kept putting Q.
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 In an article, someone called torture porn Gorno, and I really hate that.
No.
Oh, I love that.
Gorno.
Oh.
It's Gorno. Gorno.
Sounds like Gorno.
That's hilarious.
Right. Oh, it Gorno. Does.
Yeah.
It does. So Slovakia and the Czech Republic were worried about what this movie would do to their tourism.
That makes
and
sense.
And if their citizens, and that if their citizens would feel unsafe. So the Parliament of Slovakia paid for a trip for Eli Roth to see everything. They paid for everything to show that their country was not run down, didn't have a bunch of empty factories or children wanting to kill you for bubblegum.
Hoodlums.
Yes. I don't know if he went. I couldn't find anything, but I really hope he did.
Yeah.
I bet he did.
I hope he did.
Yeah. If they were going to pay for it and everything, like, why not?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So this was Eli Roth's quote about what Slovakia said, Americans don't even know that this country exists. My film is not a geographical work, but aims to show Americans' ignorance of the world around them. Mm. Roth argued that despite Texas Chainsaw Massacre series, people still go to Texas.
Oh.
Totally. Yeah.
Oh my God. 100%.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I like that.
I guess there was something that I found that said the Minister of Culture of Slovakia liked the movie so much that he had a part in the second one.
Oh, really? Oh.
So what? Not everyone in the country hated it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This movie won the Holy Shit Jump From Your Seat Award from the 2006 Scream Awards for the eyeball scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just like that they won a Holy Shit Award.
That's great.
I can't believe
it says that on the thing.
I feel like, yeah, right, that's, like, on that's the, all like, I had awarded. To say.
What?
Holy shit.
Oh, I thought right, you meant yeah, like you yes. had that note. I was like, oh.
Oh, no. Like, while
you're like watching that yes. scene, you're like, oh, like,
holy shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Did you Grace. Have anything else about the whole torture porn thing, Grace? Other than the porno thing? Well, because I had read that a critic of this movie, David Edelstein, mm-hmm. he's the one that like first coined torture porn and used it for this movie. Mm. And then it kind of like took off, and that was
I wonder if that's where I saw
for
I
these
read.
Types of movies.
Gorn.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe, but yeah, that was like the first time that it was ever like used to describe this kind of movie. And then like retroactively, people started labeling like all the Saw movies as torture porn because those came out before this.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the first one did.
The first one, yeah. Mm.
I would argue, especially the first Saw, is not really like torture porn.
Definitely not the first one.
No. Like,
it definitely progressively.
Right. If the term was coined because of this movie, I feel like that's such a specific thing. Like, because this movie is literal porn for like
right.
two-thirds of it. And then torture. It's yeah. just torture. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right. So I feel like there has to be that like hypersexual aspect yes. to it as well.
I agree. As the core. It's like for, yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? Like yeah. kind of a pleasure See, my, aspect to the torture.
My right. take on what torture porn is just hurting, like in The Collector specifically, hurting people, torturing, there's no purpose. There's no purpose that their nails have to break off and we have to see it. There's no, it doesn't help the plot. It doesn't do anything. That's my personal take on what torture totally porn is. Agree. It doesn't have to have a sexual.
It's egregious.
Yes. It doesn't have to have a sexual, like how this movie has all the tits. It doesn't have to have that part. It just is hurting people for
no reason.
For the sake
no
of hurting reason. People.
Yeah.
Which is why I would argue that Saw isn't, because there's still a fucking plot line and still a reason why these people are in the situations that they're in.
Oh. Where, like, the collector, right. They're like bad people and he's.
Right.
Yeah.
Where the collector was just doing it. Just to do it
because he got off on hurting people, right?
Yeah,
interesting.
Or makes like sense, the Terrifier, like none of it makes sense. There's no plot. It they just this guy is just hurting people for no reason.
Yeah,
interesting, interesting. I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you believe this is torture porn, though?
That's hard then because there's kind of a reason.
Mm-hmm.
There is but a reason, but there's not. It's just
there's a reason for the
people.
Plot, but the people are just fucked up wanting to do it,
right?
Right. Yeah.
That's true. That's
right.
True.
It's not like this is revenge of any type. It's just
same with Saw, though. It is the guy, the fucking you want to play a game guy,
was like,
was like just hurting people because he fucking liked that.
He felt like he had a purpose behind it, though. He was like, I'm going to teach them a lesson because they're doing
like playing God,
like a Robin Hood, but for bad people and torture.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like this conversation that we're having.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Too.
This is very thought provoking.
Oh,
provocative.
God.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Well, do we have a pun for it?
Sure.
Let's hear it.
You don't sound excited about your pun.
My coworkers at the inn aren't very friendly. You could say that they create a hostile environment.
Do we have a trivia question?
Sure. Ooh, I didn't know this one.
Okay.
In Nosferatu, 1922, what is the name of the sinister vampire in the film?
Oh.
Count Orlok.
Orlok.
Yes. Oh, yes. Orlok. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yep. Good. I like that.
Some of these are, I'm like, I can, I, there's like five questions on each, six questions on each thing. And I'm like, I know that one and that one and that one and that one.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, if you haven't seen Hostel, go watch it, because we're going to be talking about the whole ass movie. So if you don't want spoilers, go watch it. Plus, then you know what the fuck we're talking about. So there you go.
Right.
Okay. Deep. Paxton and his friends go to Europe and wind up in a fucked up rich people torture casino.
Well, that's perfect.
That's perfect.
All right. Movie begins in a vague, scary, icky warehouse where we hear a man whistling. Paxton and Josh and Oli just got to their hostel in Amsterdam and have a night out on the town. They get locked out of the hostel after curfew, and this weird dude lets them in his apartment and tells them to check out another town's hostel to get laid.
The opening scene is very creepy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love the opening scene.
Mm-hmm. The dirty soap suds.
Oh my god. That's what the wall. The bloody soap.
Oh god.
Yucky.
Like you just feel so icky watching it.
The whistling.
Mm-hmm.
The whistling.
Mm-hmm.
One of the companies that is like in the opening credits was called Raw Nerve.
Oh. Yeah.
And I really liked that.
I like that.
Raw Nerve.
Raw Nerve.
Yeah, they're a production company.
Yeah, I think so. And then there was like all these Swedish names, and then Rick Hoffman.
Rick Hoffman.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that's my person I googled, because his face is so. I can't do it because of my Botox, but he's just so.
Yeah, I mean, he also looks like he has a lot of Botox.
Botox.
Is he the one?
I really like watching both of you try to do his face.
Is he the one that's
at the end? The other American guy, yeah.
His teeth are too large for his face.
I know.
First of all,
that's true. I'm trying to do that.
Why are you talking like that? I want to punch him in the face.
I do too.
He reminds me of like a rat.
Yes.
Oh,
good stuff.
Yeah. So many.
Real quick, Elaine, you've not seen this. This was your first time.
You know, I think I had, but I think it was a very long time ago.
Okay.
And I honestly feel like I watched it with my dad, and we just like fast forwarded through all of the nasties.
That sounds about right.
Oh, where he was like, whole rise. Pretty much right, like the whole movie. So like,
yeah.
Why? What are you asking?
Oh, no, I was just asking. I couldn't remember if you had or not.
Yeah, let's just say that I haven't.
Okay, yeah. That's funny, though. I was just talking to our dad about this, because we were talking about watching a movie with Aiden, and I was like, well, could he watch that? And I was like, oh, yeah, well, I don't think there's any sex in it. But it was like a gory, not this movie. It was something else.
Oh, I was like.
No. God, Ayla. No, it was something else. But like a horror, but not that bad. But I was talking to my dad about it, and I was like, yeah, well, there's no sex in that. And he's like, isn't it funny that like we're cooler with our kids watching like horrific gory shit than like tits? Wow. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is that?
Why
isn't
is that
interesting? Like, I'd rather him watch people get killed than sex.
I guess because like the gore is like so far-fetched. It's so like
removed from reality.
Right. Yeah. Whereas tits are very real.
Very real.
And it makes us more uncomfortable. Because I know I'm going to be more uncomfortable when I see a scene like that in Charlotte.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even now, almost 30 years old.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I watch a movie with my mom that has like some sex in it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. Like, avert your eyes. I can't.
Avert your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just funny that that's like where we draw the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Because it was always like that with our dad. Like, we would watch scary shit, but if there were tits, he'd be like, oh, close your eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. These boys are very 2005.
Uh-huh.
Dude. Oh, my God. It's perfect. It just, it's like a time capsule.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be real honest.
Okay, yes.
I don't like this movie.
I didn't.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I do not like this movie. I gave it, I think, 3.5 stars or a 3 star.
Oh, well, that's more than
because
I
the gore
would.
Is so good. Mm. Because sure. I like the last third of the movie or last yeah. quarter of the movie. Everything else on the fucking way, I uh-huh. fucking hate. I'm watching it. Yeah. I'm like, this is the stupidest shit I've ever seen in my goddamn life. None of it yeah. is good. Yeah. And also, Oily, I called him Oily the whole time.
Oily.
His name is Oily.
Oily. In my notes. He is Oily. Well, and like, I hate you it. Know, I feel like it's almost like they were trying to play up how stupid and like desperate Americans these are. Boys are and like mm-hmm. Americans yeah. are. Mm-hmm. And so then we almost wouldn't even feel bad for them when they find themselves in the situation they are in.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I can appreciate if that is what the purpose is. But yeah, did we have to spend an hour on it? Like let's get to the torture. Let's get what to like the actual horror minutes. Part of the movie. Yeah.
Right.
What did you say at the end, Elaine?
Like 20, 30 minutes?
Oh, yes.
Right, that's yeah. perfect. Like, give us a little synopsis of how stupid these boys are I'll and then, like, get yeah. into it.
That's fine. Yeah. I'll take some boobs. Yeah. That's okay.
Sure.
But goddamn, like, a whole hour? And then he's like, we can't rail a girl that's in a coma.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't like how she's just, like, presented to them.
Right. He just, like, sets her down. Like
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ronald just had gross. Never seen this movie, which was really surprising to
really?
Me.
Really? No. Oh, that's very surprising.
First note is they actually are smoking, and that made him very happy, because it's very annoying to him in movies when they're just, like, not really smoking, whatever, right. you know?
That's yeah. funny.
Like, we'll get into later what his thoughts are, but yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
He gets man thoughts on things later.
Oh, I'm sure. I can't wait to hear his man thoughts. You guys noticed Eli Roth's cameo in the hookah
real
bar,
fast.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
like, real fast.
0.2 mm-hmm. seconds.
Yeah.
So right cute. Back there. I love him so much.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Mm-mm.
Apparently, Eli Roth wrote the role of Oily for that actor.
Oh.
Because
I did read
they
that.
Met. Yes, they met whilst they were doing press for Cabin Fever. He's a local entrepreneur and former athlete with no acting experience, but Eli Roth was very taken by his charisma and charm, and he promised to put him in a movie someday. And so when this role came up, he happily accepted.
That's awesome.
Interesting.
I love that he held up his promise. And
I know. That's, I
got
like
him
that.
A movie. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
This club is so cool
my God.
Looking.
Let me talk to the club.
So cool. Oh, the music.
I get into it later, but it's like, it's so obvious that it's very quiet where they're what they are, and then they added the music later.
The music, yes.
Oh, yep. And it's just like 10 people right here.
Uh-huh. Yep, right. And the lighting is weird.
I know.
Yeah, it's so bright.
Everything about it. I'm like, no.
Mm-mm.
No.
It reminded me of where you're from.
Yeah.
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 Not the fanny pack. Not
fanny pack sex.
Oh my
well,
god.
Well, she just like laughs at him. I thought I was like, it's just a fanny pack.
It's just a fanny pack.
I mean, it's a little. He's, I don't
it's
know.
A little dorky, but
it
like
might, it might give me the ick too if some dude is like, oh, I'm gonna drink and then just.
Oh. Yeah, switches it over to the front to get his shit out.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah, slides it on over.
Like, oh.
And it's not like, oh, okay. A nice fanny pack, you know.
No. And yeah, it's not like because like now generic, fanny like, packs are back.
Right.
Right.
In the early 2000s, like they were, yeah, definitely.
Not it.
Yeah.
No, they were it's pretty not funny. It.
I have it chafes my thighs, bitch. In all caps. What was that?
What was that? I don't know.
It chafes my thighs. My
thighs, bitch.
I think it has something to do with why he's wearing the fanny pack.
Right.
I think so.
I don't know.
Also, I hate the name Oily.
Oily?
Oily? What is that?
It's very French.
It's probably short for like
Oliver.
Yeah.
Oliver.
Like some weird Icelandic.
That's what it seems like to me. It's very, yeah.
Oily.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Oily. That's what I say. I'm like, my hair's a little bit oily.
Mm-hmm. I hate Paxton.
I hate them all.
Yeah. And what's the other guy?
He's a douche.
I don't know.
Josh. Josh, the name. The name, though, also.
Oh, you hate the name, Paxton. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Paxton. Sounds like a last name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a note that that after I say, of course, they start a fight, I said, I am not having fun.
I'm not having fun. I am not enjoying this.
Yeah.
Understandable.
I knew that you were not going to like this. I was like, there's no way Elaine actually watched this movie when she watched it.
No.
No, I mean, this time, yes. But I mean, like, right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No. Mm-mm. You should watch the second one, though, because the second one revolves around a group of girls.
Okay.
Way less sex and tits in it, and it is very fucking good. The gore is awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's insane.
The main chick in it is a badass.
Love that.
It's really good.
Yeah, I would watch very that. Good. I would watch.
Yeah. When they get to the brothel,
Paxton
is saying to Josh, like, you need life experience. I'm like, life experience of fucking a sex worker? Like, I don't think that's a life experience that's like a absolutely must. Not. I think you could be okay without that.
Especially not to write a thesis, because he's like, what are you going to write about when you're writing your thesis? Not fucking a prostitute. That's
maybe your trip. You could do a trip here.
Right.
But you don't have
backpacking through Europe, but not.
Because your thesis on sex work? If it's not, then.
Right.
Then no.
No.
Like, no.
I just love this stereotypical sort of red light district.
Yes.
Thing right. here, but I hate that he says, I hope bestiality is legal in Amsterdam because that girl is a hog.
Yeah, that shit really, that rubs me the wrong way every time I watch this.
Yeah.
Also. She's
like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. And I did say, what an odd thing to do with your friends. And then I said,
oh, yes.
This movie is made for boys.
Yes.
You said what?
It's this movie is made for boys.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's made for like 13-year-old boys.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when this movie came out, because it was 2005, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was in seventh grade. And so all the boys in my grade would not shut the fuck up about this movie. God. And they were talking about how amazing it was and all the tits and all the things. And it's like, what the fuck? And I didn't see it right away. It was probably like 2 years later. And I was like, oh, yeah. Uh-oh. That makes sense. That tracks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ollie and Paxton are like, it's alluding to them in that room with that girl doing things and then they high five. Like 0.4 seconds later, they're fully dressed and then they're with Josh.
Fully dressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I was like, oh, okay, we're done. And we're also fully dressed.
Makes sense. You know, sounds realistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love when Josh hears the chick screaming and he goes and he's like, oh, are you okay?
Okay, you watch.
Yeah.
You watch,
like,
you pay.
Yeah, she's fine. Like, what are you? Come on, guy. He's just a nice guy, though.
I know. And I love that they, like, set him up to be, like, the nice guy in the friend group. But he's still so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, 100%. Oh, my God. Like, just shut up.
Just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Shut up. Oh, I just have a note here that says, take a shot every time they say fag.
Wait another 5 minutes.
That's another one too, where like you can tell when it was made. This you said is, the same thing, Lorelai.
I did, and it like because of that too, like does not age well.
No,
and I understand of making the character so unlikable.
Yeah, sure. I do. I never thought about that.
That I understand a little bit more
rather
than trying to appeal to like boys.
Yeah,
right.
But then it's also like. Get on. It
makes it less. It makes it easier to like stomach that this stuff is happening. Like, in Evil Dead, how they didn't want to show Ash saving his friends. Right. It makes it sadder. It makes it. It just makes it. It's a whole other part.
Yeah.
Interesting. I guess I just needed less.
It the time could have been cut in like half or a third. Absolutely. Of all this shit for sure. Yes. Yeah.
A lot quicker for that for sure.
Well, and then like when they. Get locked out of the hostel, so they go to Alexi's apartment, which, okay, yeah, sure, just go up to a random dude's
with
apartment.
A thing on his legs.
With a thing on the wall.
He's so icky, and the way and he talks.
Oh, you guys, ew. He is the worst part of this movie to me. He is so disgusting.
And, like, let's just trust this man who has random people fucking in his bed as he's having just like a casual conversation with you.
And then the one guy's not normal. Like, Ollie or whatever is right there.
He's like watching and he's like, I'm next in line.
So disgusting.
So gross.
Oh, like, that's not normal behavior.
The girl that's doing the stuff with the dude, she's like at his knees. like grinding him, barely like, moving. I know, like at his knees.
Yeah.
And then I watched this movie before I did my research or whatever, and I put, this is definitely what Americans think Amsterdam is like. It's almost like a character of it. The drugs, the sex.
Yeah.
It's like how America, or everyone else thinks America is Texas and Trump.
Well,
right.
Yes. And what's funny is because I said Texas, and then he said Texas Chainsaw Massacre thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Eli Roth are the
same.
Well, and I think, back to, like, the boys just being so terrible and, like, being so desperate to get laid and all this shit. It just, it does set it up perfectly for them to just fucking travel to this remote-ass fucking to just get laid.
Like Alexi, who we find later on, is a part of this whole thing. Like, he sees how gullible and fucking dumb these guys are. Like, it's the creepiest cell ever, but also like the easiest cell.
Yeah,
you know, like
at no point, not any of the boys, while they're looking at these pictures that he shows them, are like, "Oh, this is weird."
Also,
this guy's off. This
is normal.
These pictures? Did these women get paid for these photos? These are.
I hope so.
Porn.
Like, I hope so.
Also, I hate how that Alex guy says. He's like, pussy.
Oh yes, yes. He really emphasizes the pussy.
I know.
Yeah, just how he says everything, and like he like makes his eyes all big while he's like saying
yes.
I'm just like, ew. Stop fucking talking. Do we want to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. They ride the train to Slovakia, where they meet a creepy dude. They get to Slovakia, and it's in the middle of nowhere. A cab drives them to the city, and they get to their new hostel. There's a cringe scene of them in a sauna with two girls. They go to the clubs that night with the girls, run into creepy man from the train. They get back in the hostel and hook up with the girls.
Okay. Sorry, after everything, this dude is fucking offended that because he's a vegetarian.
I know.
A vegetarian.
Oh,
and he's offended
so
that this man is eating with his hands. Are you joking?
Uh-huh. Yes. With his trembly fucking hands. What I don't... The reaction to him touching his leg is... Outrageous.
Over the top.
I understand no one should be touching you.
Right. Sure.
Just be like, hey, bud.
Stop.
The personal space.
It is insane. Unnecessary.
Yeah, I think it just plays into the whole, like, homophobic vibe from these boys. Yeah. You know, like, God forbid another man touch my leg. Like, that's the worst thing you could possibly do.
Right.
Yeah.
Ollie does say several times, of course my horse.
Of course my horse.
My horse.
That is his thing. I love it. It's one of the only things I like that he says.
And creepy fucking guy, he even says to them, he's like, you can pay to do anything.
Yes.
He like emphasizes anything.
Anything. Like,
red flag.
They're just so stupid.
Gigantic.
Seven.
He has solid hands.
Salad hands?
Edward Salad Hands just groped Josh. Yeah.
I did say whoever did casting for this movie did an amazing job of casting creeps.
Right? Oh, yes.
That's
phenomenal.
True.
Mm-hmm. Which, like are I these wonder how that real? Makes them feel, you know?
I know. Like,
I always wonder that. Am I
creepy?
I always wonder that with casting when they need someone that's, like, objectively, like, ugly
creepy
or like
ugly.
A very large person or like any of these things. Like, how does that make you feel when you get that role?
Probably not very good.
Yeah.
Probably not good.
Probably not.
But he does, he is the creepiest motherfucker.
Oh, like, so
his eyes?
Oh.
And just his trembly hands eating the salad with the meat is just the way that he so creepy.
It's so upsetting.
I hate when he shows a picture of his daughter too. Like, I don't know. Right. It just makes it so much worse.
And then also, like, is that his daughter or is that just one of those girls that he
had? Right, like.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I never
really
thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's yucky. I'm looking at him
right
now.
I do like that in both of these movies, he doesn't go that far with it, right? It's always adults, but, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Like, in the movies, he doesn't write any of the people that are torturing others.
Eli Roth?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's always just adults. It's never children. So yeah, I do appreciate that, because that would
That's too far.
No, yeah.
Too far.
He understands, I feel like, that's
a boundary that shan't be crossed.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why I feel like another reason why he makes these characters like we hate them, because then it's like a whole other, like I just said, but it's just, I don't know.
Right.
I never really thought about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. I do. I know I've probably said that 6 times now, but
I like that a lot.
I fancy it.
You fancy it. This creepy ass cab driver.
Oh my God.
Do I know?
Oh my God. Again, guys. Fucking creepy.
Creepy.
I said, I love his teeth. Because
teeth. Oh, God.
He has none.
They're like little nubs. Okay, wait.
They're nubs.
I wrote this down and now I can't find it. I'm pretty confident that I read that the cab driver was so drunk that he like couldn't actually drive or something. I didn't put it in my notes though. Did you read that?
I did read that. Yeah. He like showed up the day he was filmed like completely fucking hammered. So they had to use a double or something. Yeah.
Crazy.
I feel like they just used locals for this kind of shit.
Yeah, right? I mean, yeah.
That makes sense though.
Yeah.
They speak the language.
Yeah.
I also said more genuine.
It's a harder accent. What is this music?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I said this music reminds me of Hocus Pocus.
I said it's like Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
Oh God.
Very different.
When they get to the town.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Like when they see like the air, like the whole shot of like, the town.
I said it's very whimsical.
It is. Yeah. It is whimsical. Yeah.
Can you tell us about the score, Kayla?
I can. Nathan Barr did the score. He works with Eli Roth. He did Cabin Fever and he did Hostel 2. He also did True Blood. Lots of horror, different in the same vein, you know, as all of this. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't find anything with him discussing making this score. I just know his name and what else he did. But whimsical.
Whimsical. Yeah. What were you going to say, Elaine? I feel like I cut you off. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just agreeing with you. And I was going to say that there's a couple references. There's Pulp Fiction on the TV.
Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And then they stay in room 237, like The Shining.
Interesting. Yep. Oh. Lots of little Easter eggs.
Look at that.
It's later, but I hate how annoyed he gets that it's not in English, the TV.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like, you're not in America.
Right. You're in Slovakia, bro. Like, it's not even, like, it's very touristy, obviously. No. Like, this is...
Yeah, exactly.
You're deep in Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe. Like, yeah. Dumb. It's just, again, dumb American. Like...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The girl at the front desk. The camera like pans down. It's like, I think it's supposed to be sexual and, you know, here's her butt.
Yeah, they're stuff, like but checking her out.
It just stops at her belt and then just, like, goes, like, I said, ooh, look, she's wearing khakis. And then
ooh, just goes, she's wearing khakis.
So weird.
The king of the swing.
Yeah. The king of
king
swing.
King of the swing. Yep. Dumb. Oh, I was just going to comment on like, yeah, it's just like how this movie is obviously made like by a man for like men. Like, okay, so they get to their hostel room and the girls are undressing and we see bras and boobs, whatever. And they're like, we're going to the sauna. Like, you should join us. Come. Like, no girl acts like that. Okay. That's like so, that's so fucking fantasy, like unrealistic. Like, shut the fuck up.
But I like pillow fighting.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that they're in on it.
Right.
Because no girl would do that.
Right.
Right.
So, but these men are so stupid. Right. They're like, oh, yes.
These girls
we
are
just
like
scored.
Fucking...
Like,
exactly.
It's like, you're so dumb. That's not real, dude. Like,
it's not real.
Yes. God. Okay. Well, now that I'm learning that probably all of this was intentional for them to be so shitty, I'm liking it a little bit more.
Mm. Yeah.
I did say that. What is the music at the spa? It's John.
Oh my God, it's like Harry Potter music.
Oh my God.
What is the music at the spa?
Their
when Cedric Diggory dies.
Mm-hmm. I almost spit out my water. Yes.
Oh my fucking God.
I'll have to play some of it for you, Grace, so you know what we're
talking about. Oh, I'm unwell.
Well, and then one of them, exactly what it is.
One of them shouts out, "Jugs,
jugs,
jugs!" jugs! Like, are you 13 years old? Jesus Christ!
With their little roommates, and then they're leaving, and they're like, "We're going to the spa." The one girl walks. The blonde girl walks. I said, "You want some fries with that shake?"
Yes.
God bless her. She
really
got no
over exaggerates
no the swing of the it's hips. It's like, and it, the lowest rise jeans possible. Like, I could of never. Course. I could never.
Still have the time. No.
And it's just like so aggressive.
Yeah. So aggressive.
And then Ollie says, "I'm so happy I shaved my balls."
Oh. And then Ollie is shaving his balls in everyone's face.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know. No one, like, what? You just what? Think your friends want to look at your balls?
No.
Stop it.
Like stop. That's so weird. Why are men? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Men do that, right? Men are fucking weird when they're naked. But then they're like, "Don't look at me. I'm not gay."
Right.
And see, what? To me, I'm like,
you are.
Yeah, I feel like it's like the same kind of like frat boy mentality of like, oh, we're gonna prank each other to like show each other our dicks.
Yeah,
right? I'm like, put my just balls in his mouth and like desperate right. to just show right. their dick to other right. men because like right. you are gay.
Right.
You're gay. Just be gay. Yep.
And then I said,
I'm glad we're all here
I'm
together.
I'm ready for scary stuff now. Thank you. I'm tired of the tips.
I'm ready for scary stuff now. Mm-hmm.
Well, although this is quite like, frightening, to be honest.
The cringe right. scene of them like singing in the sauna.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, oh my God. Also, what is this spa?
Where is it?
Right? What is this?
Why?
I don't know.
Why
is everyone naked?
Yeah.
Why?
I could never.
Sorry. I don't know. I would never just get naked.
Never.
No.
No.
As soon as if I were to go, I'd be like, oh, there's a spa here. And I walked in, I'd be like, nope. And just walk right out.
Hi.
That's like some hot springs do like nude nights or whatever.
Yeah.
I would not be going.
I don't. No.
No.
Mm-mm. Nope. Okay.
So my cat is apparently named after one of the chicks in Hostel.
Oh yeah, Vala.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, I didn't notice.
She's the front desk chick.
Oh.
Yeah.
With the khakis.
I didn't notice.
Her name is Vala, and I was like, oh, well. Oh. I don't like that.
At least she's not one of the
intentional.
Yeah. Are we in the club part?
That's.
We can be in the club.
Yeah, we're in the club. Yeah.
They're just like taking drugs, and then. Also, they said, "You dance hot," because I feel like
you dance
they're
hot.
Dancing
you dance
like hot. In Superbad. Yes. Like they're just so stupid,
so dumb.
And then Josh, the blonde dude or whatever. Okay, so I was like, "Oh, the inhaler. This must be a callback for later." It never is.
No,
never.
Again with the inhaler.
This is another movie with asthma that they just like. Why are you
don't actually
that in there?
Use. Yeah,
why? Did they like delete a scene later or something? You know, that
maybe.
Yep.
One of the guys, I sent you a TikTok of this guy that does like pretend get ready with me, and he says his inhaler is a toner or something like that, and he calls it all beauty.
All beauty!
And he's like, it's really expensive, it's hard to get. And like,
oh my God.
That's so amazing. Fucking funny. All beauty?
That's great.
I'm going to call my inhaler that.
Al Beauty.
I need my Al Beauty.
Yeah.
These fucking kids.
Yeah, I said, oh, look, it's the Lollipop Guild.
I like that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I just...
And yeah, what's going on here?
Okay, so like, other than the part where it's like at the end or whatever, what's the point?
I don't
right.
know. Just to make you feel uncomfy or...
Like everyone's out to get them here.
Right, or like how
unsafe
it is. I don't know. It's weird.
Can like, if the kids are like this, what are the adults like?
Right.
Right.
Probably just, like, dropkick those kids, though, right?
Right. Like,
for real.
Like, just, like,
they're, like, 2 feet tall.
Across the street. I don't know. Like, hit them if they're trying to fucking... What? Is that me?
Right.
No.
No.
You just take the
kids. No, because these kids obviously want to start some shit. So
right,
like,
and I'll finish that shit.
Mm-hmm. Self-defense.
So they're back in the club. Again, there's just 10 of them in the middle, and you can tell it's really quiet because he's all, like, pretending to whisper at him.
Yeah,
right.
He does it later, too, but they're just like... like, not saying anything.
Yeah.
And then they're like, him and the creepy dude from the train are, like, sharing a drink or whatever, and they're just like, there's no sound, but they added the music later or whatever.
Yeah. So cringe.
Yes.
And then, yeah, when he's like having the conversation with creepy dude at the bar.
Oh.
I don't even remember what their whole conversation was about now.
Well, he apologizes.
Yeah. And then he touches his leg.
Yeah. Yep. And then it's like real awkward again.
Yeah. Like, real weird again. Yeah.
Real weird.
I just said, and now everyone's just making out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, you're just going to do that in the same room.
Right? You're going to have sex with this chick with your friend in the next bed also?
No.
No.
Like, no.
Never in my life. That?
Never.
And I get that the chicks are in on it and this is all part of it, but I would never.
Yeah, no.
No.
And then how close I am with this girl. I'm not having sex with a dude in the same room as her. Absolutely
Fuck
not.
Fuck no. Fuck
and
no.
Josh is just laying... Like his arms are just down by his side.
Yeah.
Like,
just
like a fucking corpse. Just
yeah. Like, what are you doing?
I thought that he was going to be the one to survive. And I was like, okay, he's not really participating. And then I was like, oh, okay, never mind. He had sex. He will die now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I thought they were all just going to die.
It's the rule.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But also, no one's using any protection.
No.
Nope. No. Which, what the fuck?
Wear condoms.
Oh, God.
Be safe.
That's icky.
Yeah.
Ick.
Mm-hmm. Don't be nasty.
They wake up the next morning to find Oli checked out of the hostel without telling them. The two girls leave. Another girl at the hostel finds them and shows them a picture her friend sent. It's her and Oli, alluding to them leaving together. Paxton and Josh walk through the town and think they found Oli and follow him through a torture museum, only to find it wasn't him. Paxton gets a text from Oli with a selfie. Cut to the other end of the phone. It's his decapitated head on a platter and a scary ass man whistling in a dingy warehouse. The man goes to the girl from the hostel who is tied up and screaming.
I cannot with this front desk dude. The way he talks.
Oh
my God.
Oh I just want to punch him in the fucking face.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Same.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. Oh, mm-hmm. I hate him. So much. He like I get irrationally angry when he speaks.
I hate how when they go to breakfast or whatever, or right before, I think they just say like mission accomplished.
Ugh.
Ugh. Ew.
When they're walking through town and they come across like the river, and he's like, "If you fell in, you'd die in 90 seconds."
Oh my God. And then they're just talking about this.
Yeah, what are you even talking about?
Girl that died. Mm-hmm. That he's watched her drown. Like,
right? What? Yeah.
I'm like, what is this conversation?
Well, like, that does have to be a part of this.
That felt very Tarantino to me. I'm like, what?
Mm.
Why are you just talking without?
Why are you just talking?
Well, I think the reason he shares that story is so that later on we understand why he goes back for the Asian girl.
Mm.
Oh,
that he doesn't like live with that same guilt.
Sure.
They could have cut that whole part out, and I would have been like, oh, he's just trying to save her.
He's just being a good guy. Like,
Yeah. I think it was supposed to like add another layer, but it felt very forced.
It went way.
Didn't do that for me.
No. When the girl like chases them and it's like, look, I got a picture, or where's your friend, or whatever. Why? First of all, why the other girl? Why? Then that picture is so obviously
fake.
Right.
Fake.
Mm-hmm. Like you don't think he's
that picture
alive? You think he's alive in that photo?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I don't understand. I mean, I guess they have to show the other girl to show that, oh, now she's gone. But like we've said, that this could have been 30 minutes, this whole introduction of whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I love the guillotine ticket thing.
Yes, I had the same note.
That was so cute.
I want one.
Mm-hmm. I want one.
So cute. I'm like, I'd go to that museum. That looks fucking cool.
Yeah. It's real. It is real.
Ooh.
Oh.
I want to go.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
They probably made it more dramatic, but yeah.
Yeah. They also have one at the Renaissance Festival. They have like a medieval torture museum thing that you can walk through.
Anyway, the Museum of Tortury is real.
Mm-hmm. Tortury.
Mm. Wow.
So they get all, when they find the guy who they think is Oli, he's like, where'd you get that jacket? And I'm like, Can two people not have the same jacket?
No.
Right. Well, and why was that man running?
Right.
Like running and then
why
the
was he
museum?
So... We never see him again. Why right. was no. he so weird about his jacket? He's like, it's my jacket.
And then he like, yeah. smells all weird. Mr. Bean looking ass.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yes.
But also, they're like trying to find Ollie, whatever, but not. Mm-hmm. They're also like, right. oh, cool. Here's my ticket.
Right.
Can that go in? And then they're like, oh, look at all this stuff. And then they're like, oh, there he is. And then they just walk. It's just so yeah. like.
Yeah.
So weird. Dumb. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when they get the second picture of Ollie's just fucking head.
I go home.
What? I go home.
I go home.
No. Yeah. No. Fucking weird, man.
I love the toe.
Oh,
the toe transition is awesome. Yes,
love that.
I had a note. It says toe transition. What toe transition?
When he goes to like take
he's
the
he's gonna cut off her toe.
He's gonna cut off her toe with like pliers oh, yes. or a wrench or something, mm-hmm. and then it goes to Kana like clipping her toenails at the yep. same moment. But yeah, it's yep. a great transition.
I know. I love that. I was like, not the toes,
not the toe,
not the toe. I go for that's dinner. All I have.
Yeah, that's all I have.
The boys go out with the girls to the club for their last night, but Josh feels unwell and goes back to the hostel alone. When he gets there, the concierge helps him to his room, and we see someone standing in his doorway while he's passed out. Paxton ends up locked in a closet at the club, trying to find the bathroom, and passes out. Josh wakes up in the scary warehouse with a bag over his head. The creepy dude from the train tortures him, cuts his Achilles, and tells Josh he is paying to do this.
Okay, so with the note thing, I like the note thing because it's showing other people are leaving notes. Because every time they leave a note, there's more and more notes.
There's more notes.
With the keys.
Oh.
Every room has more notes.
Yeah.
Mm.
I do so appreciate it for okay. that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mm-hmm. mind the notes. And then you see, so there's more notes. Then like they go and leave another note and some of the notes are totally gone.
Gone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's other okay. rooms that have notes.
Which shows like this hostel is clearly this like they're up to something.
Some shit's going down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
all right. involved. Everyone
yeah,
is involved.
Everyone. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's why the notes didn't bother me.
Hmm.
I think it's more just Josh bothers me.
Yeah.
Right. Just, yeah.
Yes.
He's just annoying.
He's very annoying.
Yeah. But I do like that. Yeah.
He says, actually, I just want to get my friend and get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Okay.
Why did
and then
call
Paxton it? Over here, he's like, hey, man, like, we could fuck these girls one more time. Like, what's wrong with you?
Fucking let's
do
go,
this.
Man.
I said, too, like, this is very, the whole hostel setup is very Rosemary's Baby.
Oh.
You know? And how they're all yes. in on it.
Yep.
Yes.
But they don't know that.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like yeah. that.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
I said, weird glance with dude. Suddenly, Paxton is not well. He is just, like, now in a closet.
Yeah.
He's just in a closet.
Lucky yeah. he fell into a closet.
Yeah. Saved his uh-huh. life.
And then he'll come out later.
Yeah. good.
The drill... to the thigh.
The chunks the thigh. Of flesh ooh. Sticking to the drill when he sets it down.
The thigh?
I hate. Okay. He drills his thigh. Uh-huh. And then he just puts the dirty tool on all the clean tools?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. Of course,
yeah, my horse matters.
That annoys me.
No end.
That annoys me.
They're so shiny and clean. And then just
and then you're gonna put this dirty ass chunky yeah. flesh ooh. Drill.
chunky.
Oh.
Very meaty.
And the vomit all over him.
Mm-hmm. I said this
I
is
do
so
like that.
Real. This yeah. is like this
yes.
fear is very yeah. real.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's
I hate the vomit. It's disgusting.
And he's just drooling and like
yeah. yep.
it's yeah.
Mm. His acting vaccinated. Here is very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that they didn't try to make it pretty still. Like, because this, right. yeah, that pain would make you yeah. fucking vomit. And if you,
yeah,
and the fear,
it's
and the,
just going to yeah. be dripping all over you. And
ugh. Fucking nightmare.
Mm-hmm. It gets drilled all over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then he does his pecs drill. And shit too.
Yeah. Yeah.
A drill. Okay, so you guys, you know, I can handle gore. I really can. I can watch it. It doesn't bother me. When I think about my body and real bodies.
Going through that pain?
No, just in general.
Or, oh, okay.
Like, I don't like thinking about muscles. I don't like it. Like the calf muscle in particular. Calves are like a no-no to me. I don't like it. When I get massages and they get working on my calf, I'm like, okay, calm the fuck down. It's like not a big deal. And so the thigh muscle is just so big.
It is a big
muscle.
So when
I was thinking about it, I was like, I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. No, just a whole muscle. No.
That's how I feel about when they, like the Achilles or like nails or like, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of shit gets to me more than that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he slices his Achilles and then he stands up.
It splits when he stands.
God. Jesus Christ, it's so good. I literally wouldn't be begging anymore as well. He's like, don't kill me, don't kill me. I'm like, kill me.
Just end it. Out.
Yeah. Literally, yeah, I'll just kill myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bleed out right here. It's fine.
Yep.
And he says, he's like, in fact, I am the one paying them. Imagine being told that.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Dude.
I don't want to.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I like the shot too when he finally slices, like it's the reflection that we see, and then you can see the guy like behind him doing it. It's a cool shot.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool shot.
Yep.
But yeah, that's oof.
Oh, I said this dude has some blonde ass eyebrows.
Oh my god. They're like
the bad guy.
White.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I noticed very the same
blonde.
Thing.
I didn't
very
notice.
Blonde.
I think it's part of what makes him so creepy looking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it almost looks like he doesn't have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great scene.
Yeah.
Is that
and it's like finally. Okay, great.
Finally.
Great.
We're getting
Let's
into
keep
it.
Going.
Cool.
Yeah. I wonder how many minutes this is into the movie. That's like
it's like an hour
a fucking
in.
Lot.
Literally like an hour.
It's literally like an hour. Which is just insane.
And then there's only like 30 minutes left in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Pacing is off here, people.
It is.
Yeah.
That's why I think you'd like the second one as well, Elaine. Like it doesn't take as long to get into it.
I want to watch it. I don't think that I
It's so good.
Give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
Ooh.
It's so good.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Well, should we go on to the next one?
Yeah,
can we talk about his Achilles for just a second longer?
Okay.
Sure.
Yes.
Because now I can't get it out of my head. I can't stop thinking about what it looks like. Can you imagine that? Like your leg is basically almost in half. Your ankle.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Ugh, I can't.
Nope.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Mm-mm.
And then the way he just falls
And the way he...
Oh!
Which, like, I get that he's desperate to, like, get out of there, but... How does he not know that if
the adrenaline
stand,
or something, you know?
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, that's the shock value of, you know, like,
right.
Watch
right.
this. And it just, yeah.
Do you know how they did that, Lorelai?
No.
Because it looked practical. No.
Most of the gore in the movie is practical, yeah. But.
Yeah, I feel like Eli Roth does that. He likes that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a big proponent of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the special effects people that worked on this movie, they're the K&B.
Oh,
effects, which we've like talked about,
yeah,
a few
times.
I can't remember all the movies that we've talked about.
There's been quite a few.
Yeah, a lot.
But they've also worked on like a shitload of Tarantino movies.
Oh, okay.
Walking Dead, The Mist.
Oh yeah, Greg Nicotero did the stuff for this movie. I forgot.
Oh.
And he does The Walking Dead. He does a lot. Yeah. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes
but
sense.
But yeah, beyond that, like I don't know exactly.
You don't know
how
they actually did any of the effects.
No, okay. But they're practical.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Okay, shall we do the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Paxton wakes up in the closet and makes his way back to the hostel where he finds Josh is missing. No one is giving him clear answers on where he went, and he can't get a hold of him. He goes to the police, but still no help. He runs into the two girls from the hostel and gets hostile with them, you know? I was expecting more laughs, but that's okay.
Okay.
I was on mute.
I was like, all right. I thought it was clever.
It was clever.
And he gets hostile with them when they aren't giving him clear answers on where his friends are. And they tell him they're at the art show, and he asks them to take him there.
Yeah, sorry.
This guy's a fucking idiot.
You guys read the synopsis.
Yeah, same.
So, sorry.
Oh, you're good. It's okay. I was like, well.
Which guy's an idiot? Paxton?
Paxton. He's a fucking idiot. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's actually stupid.
Mm-hmm. Actually stupid.
Mm-hmm. When he walks into his room, and then they're going to the spa, I said, deja vu all over again.
I said the same exact thing.
But that would be so scary. Be like, oh, this is like a routine.
Uh-huh.
This is an act.
That's when the dots start to connect.
Is going on. Uh-huh. Yeah. That would be fucking terrifying. No, thank you. Yep. Nope. I'm out. The tower that he sees with the smoke. What's that called?
The smokestack?
The silo? Oh.
Smokestack reminds me of Willy Wonka.
Oh, yes.
100%. Old one.
The original.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The only good one.
Yeah. Yep. The only good one. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They need to stop.
We're done. When he sees the kids, he is aggressively choking that child.
I said he's choking out a literal child.
Yeah. I was like, sir.
Like, you okay, bud?
Calm down.
Although, like I said, I would be fucking punting the kids across the street.
Yeah, do something. But yeah, you're like about to end that child's life.
Scale it back.
Right.
Tone
it down. Hit the child, not kill.
<He's> like... Yeah, that was really funny.
The police, I said, at the police, I assume, unclear.
That's the guy with the nice hair. Dude is completely bald, and he has like three individual hairs.
Yep.
He just won't let go of. I'm like, my dude. You need to
just say goodbye.
Looks so say bad. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. I said he was a very villainous looking man.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't very trust creepy. This man.
No.
Which obviously we find out, you know, not they're soon all after in on that it. The police are on in it too. Because that's how this town is making money.
That's so
can't
fucked.
Cut off their revenue.
Right.
So fucked. And his teeth, like, I just he's so unfortunate.
The cop?
So bad. Yeah.
I don't understand. I said Paxton is walking around and then he finds the girls. Their answers to where his questions about his friends are is so frustrating.
So frustrating.
I wonder what they were saying, though.
Well, they were just like, they're at the art show.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then she's like, come on, have a drink. And he's like, no, I don't want to have a fucking drink. Like, I want to go see.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then, oh my god, he's so fucking stupid. They're at an art show in this abandoned warehouse that looks like it's been hit by a bomb.
Like, do you really?
And you go inside?
Right, you don't think the lights are off.
You fuck? Are you stupid? He is.
Yeah.
What, dude? I don't like it.
Clearly not an art show. No. But, okay.
Like, are you actually stupid? And he is.
He is.
The girls look like shit here, too. I don't really know what's going on.
That. They're strung out.
Yeah, they look all washed up and drugged out.
Well, they probably
out.
Got paid. They probably got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh.
That makes sense. Because, I was like, what the fuck? Like, why do they look so terrible?
Yeah.
I said, this is totally an art exhibit. Just walk through that door thing. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
That door thing.
Totally.
Okay. So Paxton gets to the art show and realizes he is trapped in a fucked up torture dungeon. He's handcuffed to a chair, and a sick fuck goes in to torture him, but ends up slipping on Paxton's vomit and chainsaws his own leg off. Paxton is able to reach a gun and shoots the torturer in the head. He's able to sneak into another room where he buries himself on a cart under body parts. Some cleanup guy comes around and gets the cart. They go to a room where he's incinerating all the bodies, but Paxton kills him. He gets himself to the top floor, where there's a locker room for all the murderers. Another guy, a part of this club, enters the room, assuming Paxton is a killer, and asks him how it was, ending up with a weird pep talk.
So when they get into the art exhibit, is that Josh?
Yeah.
Okay, I said Josh has been better.
He has seen better days, it's true.
He seems unwell.
When he's first walking in, like, asks the other guy that's walking, still thinks it's like some fucking art show. And the dude's like, you should be careful. You could spend all your money in there. Like, what is wrong with these people?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
It also reminds me of like Fresh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
100%. Like, just, yeah, it's just all these rich fuckers that are... Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're so bored because they have all the money in the world.
Yep.
But they don't know what else to do with it.
Yep. Oh, so I should rewatch that.
Torture people. I love that movie. That's such a good movie.
Me too. I haven't seen it in a while.
I haven't seen it since, I first watched it and then we reviewed it.
Yep.
I do enjoy this struggle with Paxton, and the music's getting faster and the lighting and then the way, and then he's just like in this black room, except Ronald said that the score is giving Pirates of the Caribbean. And then I couldn't unhear that. I was like, yeah, it totally is, because I liked it. And then,
that's funny.
I like that. I like that for a little while too, because we're in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just hearing him cry. We don't see anything. I like that.
Yes.
Big scissors.
Oh my God. Like, where do you even get scissors that big?
I don't like how this man is like sexually breathing or something.
He bothers me so much.
So much.
He's like,
but the acting is humming. So good.
It is so good, but it's just good.
It's so upsetting.
I like before the guy agrees to like take Paxton, and the bodyguard comes in. And he's like, "Yeah, he's an American." And Paxton's like, "No, I'm not an American. Like, you're the epitome of an American.
You like, you're very clearly, obviously American.
Very clearly an American.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yep."
And I think he starts speaking German to him, and then the guy, it like humanizes him a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And then he gets a ball gag.
Oh, I made a note. This movie is 100% just torture porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
The vomit through the gag.
Oh my
God. Sides. Oh my God. Oh my God.
No. Oh, it's so intense terrible. And
so real, though.
Yeah.
So real.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then when he's like choking on it too, like.
Oh. And then he like tries to like reach in his mouth.
Like, what are you doing with your hands?
What are you doing?
He's just a little fucking freak.
He is little, isn't he?
When he takes the garden tool to his chest, the thing that you use to like claw up the earth.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Ow.
So good.
I don't like it.
When he like, you know, cuts his own leg off and all the things. And I just said he's a mess.
He's a mess.
Ronald.
Oh, he's so creepy with his mask and like the goggles on and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it so much.
Oh, I said this score sounds like fucking Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay. Pirates of the Caribbean. Indiana Jones. Somewhere by me.
Very That's epic hilarious. Adventure type.
Yeah.
When he saws off his own fucking leg.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
This is Ronald's man note.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Because he said, you have all these expensive tools, people pay all this money, and you have that cheap ass chainsaw, and a chainsaw wouldn't run like that. And just cut off your... I was like, oh my God, I didn't know that. Wouldn't? I don't know that chainsaws don't just run like that. And they're going to cut your... I didn't know that.
Right. Wouldn't like, they? If it's already on...
I didn't know
on,
that was
like...
a cheap-ass chainsaw. Like,
so do they if have some on, it wouldn't do that? Where, like... Do they have, like, a mechanism where, like, if you drop it, it turns...
I guess. I don't
fucking
know.
Well, this was...
So that doesn't happen?
Yeah, I guess. But, like, it's like It's like that meme of American Horror Story, or I mean... American Psycho, where it's like dudes will be like, "That's not plugged in." With the fucking.
Yes.
I don't know that. I didn't know that. Anyway, chainsaws are real.
Chainsaws are real.
I didn't know that. That's what chainsaws do or don't do.
Right.
So
I just said that he would have fucking bled out from that. That would should have killed him.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a main fucking artery in your thigh. Like he should have been dead within a fucking minute of that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, bam, bitch went down.
Bam, bitch went down.
I have a fun fact.
Let's hear it.
I didn't really have a good place to put this, but apparently Eli Roth put nearly every single crew member in the film. Some of the guys appear in a poster of a fictional rock band 3 different times in the movie.
That's cool. Awesome.
Kind of cute.
I love that.
That's cool.
Pretty cute.
I like how he does that. I feel like he does that in other movies too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys. when he buries himself on the cart of dead people, I just couldn't stop thinking about Monty Python.
Oh my God. Bring out your dead. That's what I put. I said, bring out your dead. That's
exactly what I put. I said, bring out your dead.
Yes. That's fucking great.
I like how he just scoops up his fingers.
His fingers.
Well, I said it's like Scooby-Doo. You know, like he dresses like the villain. Kind of camouflage himself into where he needs to go. It's like Scooby-Doo.
It is smart, but yeah, it is like Scooby-Doo.
I said I like his little outfit.
He's very dressed.
Oh, you know the guard that he like calls to open the door and then he kills him. You know, he's watching like a porno on his computer.
Oh yeah.
I read a fact that it's actually a real porn. It's a parody called Sex Fever. It's a parody of Cabin Fever.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
I love that.
That's great.
I had to include it. I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah, that I was like, of course this creepy ass motherfucker guard guy is just watching porn while people are getting murdered in rooms around him. Like, what the actual fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So depraved.
Yes.
It is so freaky when he opens his eyes and Josh is just there.
Just staring at it. Oh, like, could you imagine? And he just has to, like, hold it together. He just has to stare at his dead friend.
The cleaner guy with the hunchback and, like, the chainmail.
It's giving Leatherface.
Oh, yeah. I hate it so much. He's so scary to me. I don't like him.
Yes.
Why?
I said he's a bummer.
He is a bummer. Why did they sew Josh back up? That was part of someone's fucking fantasy to open him up.
Yes, because it was the surgeon guy. Because remember, he was talking when he's torturing Josh. Oh, he's like, I wanted to be a surgeon. Can you guess why? And he's like, all shaky. Oh,
yeah,
we didn't even
talk about that.
So he just used Josh as his like surgeon fantasy.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, why don't you just go get operation at the store?
Yeah.
For real. Like, you gotta, what the fuck? It's a lot cheaper.
Or like
he probably wouldn't do
something
very good.
No,
he'd be buzzing all the time.
Zap him every time. Wouldn't be able to get shit out of there.
I love that game.
I cannot imagine the smell of that room, and then like being in the cart.
Place.
Like, oh my god,
the whole place,
all the smells, right? Like the decomposing bodies, the bodily fluids,
the burning of the bodies,
mildew.
Oh my god,
stop.
Oh, I can't.
My mouth is the vomit. That you vomit. Also said, "Bring out your dead.
Bring out your dead.
Bring out your dead.
Oh,
so good.
He gets the knife to whack the cleanup guy. I'm like, maybe whack him a couple more times.
Yeah,
he only did one whack. I'm
double
like,
tap. Double
keep
tap.
Keep going, bro.
Always make sure they're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
always.
I said, for some reason, he's just in the elevator, going to risk it all. You don't know what's on the door open.
Yeah.
He's lucky. He's a lucky motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really risking it.
Mm-hmm. Can't find stairs. A window.
Right? There's got to be fucking stairs in that decrepit ass fucking.
Mm-hmm. If there's an elevator, there's stairs.
There's stairs.
There's stairs.
Mm-hmm. Who's maintaining this elevator?
Who's maintaining the elevator?
Is it up to code?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it ADA compliant?
Well, then
is the elevator
like,
guy
work
in on it
lounge,
too.
You know, like
right.
Okay, so does this mean that the police are in on it?
Yeah.
Because
everybody
when he tries to go outside. The policemen, there's like a few there just like talking with the fucking. When he puts the fucking glove on over his over his fingers, his nose.
Oh my god.
His nubs.
Like I hate when nubbing. I get like a
like a paper cut.
No. Hangnail. Yeah. Ooh. Right, and like the little piece of skin rips. I cannot.
Ow.
Fucking imagine how badly that would hurt.
Stop.
Nope.
Stop it. I'm such a baby when it comes to pain.
I hate that shit.
Like little cuts and stuff, especially on the hands. Hands are so sensitive.
Or like if you bite, I bite my nails, but if you bite it too low.
Oh my god, you break a nail.
So just,
even my like
air on it,
black
just fucking
finger
hurts.
I had
just
the other day from Yeti.
Yeah. When you smashed it.
I was like, I'm stuck like this forever. The guy with the teeth.
The guy with the teeth.
Stop talking.
What's his name? Rick Hoffman.
Rick Hoffman.
Stop it.
I said he's like, a great actor, though. The way he, like, though.
Smiles
he's
at him.
So... Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, it was really good, Kayla.
Yep. He's like, 50 grand, she better be worth it.
Oh. So what gross. The fuck is wrong with you?
You have all this money and you don't know what to do with it. I don't know. Donate to charity.
Donate to charity.
Fucking do anything.
Buy what? A boat or something.
Fix your face.
Do anything.
Fix your face.
Oh my god.
I want to punch him in the fucking face.
Hunting.
I think it was before the rat looking ass dude, but one of the goons that comes out, he has Lord Farquaad hair.
Oh, yes. That same goon. I was like, that dude's neck is as thick as my thigh.
It's gigantic. So and then large. He has his Lord Farquaad hair. I'm like, this
guy. Oh, my God.
Farquaad looking motherfucker. What are you doing? I hate them.
Good God.
Yeah, just all of them. Just
I like that you're calling them goons.
Goons.
And then Ratface motherfucker, just he's getting all riled up. I was like, wow, this is quite the fucking locker room pep talk. Like, what the fuck is going on? Yep. You know?
Yep.
I hate it.
And of course he goes with the gun. He's like,
of course.
Do I take my time? Yeah. And then he's like, America!
Yeah.
No, it's too fucking American.
Yeah.
And then he, like, hits his chest and shit, and he's like, come on, motherfuckers. I'm like, you're killing a tied up defenseless girl. Like, you are not this badass. Shut the fuck up.
You're not going into the arena, okay?
No. You're not a fucking gladiator. Get the fuck out of here.
Little fucking bitch.
It's good acting, though.
Uh-huh. It is good acting.
Yeah.
You fucking hate him so much for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, her eye. Oh, it's the next one.
Yep. Shall we do the end?
Yep, we shall. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Paxton escapes outside, but he hears Kana screaming inside and goes back in to save her, but not before he cuts out her eyeball. They are able to escape back out to the car and speed off, but the hunter peeps chase after them. They make their way to the train station, but Kana sees a reflection of her disfigured face and throws herself in front of the train. Paxton is able to sneak onto a train where he encounters the creep from the art show and the train from earlier. Paxton follows him off the train into a restroom and slices his throat. He leaves on another train. There's a lot of trains going on.
Take a shot every time you say train.
Yep.
I have, real quick, I want to talk about the eye.
Oh,
obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the last part of this movie so fucking much.
Really?
It is giving Jason Statham.
Ah, okay.
So you it mean is a suspense thriller. It's a totally different movie, and I hate those kind of movies.
The very vibe totally vibe. Changes.
It's a totally different movie.
Yeah.
I even like the beginning. I understand it's still the same movie to me, and then suddenly it's a suspense thriller. Fucking, we gotta get the fucking thing and gotta go fast.
Mm-hmm. Gotta go fast. No, I agree. It's very okay. Once it gets to this point, I'm like,
I just lose all interest.
Yeah.
Can I say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can we talk about the eyeball?
Yes, of course.
Why the fuck would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Why would you do any of this? Why would you do that? Why would you cut off her goddamn eyeball?
I don't think that's what she was asking for.
No.
No.
Can't you probably put it back in? And even if
I don't know, because he burns. It's cauterized. Like, you would have to have it removed. But surgically, in a surgically sterile environment.
With
and then rusty scissors.
The yellow pus. I can stomach a lot of shit. That
pus?
That pus, especially
the yellowy.
It's so thick.
It's so thick.
It's so thick. You guys. And then when she I cannot stand wounds in movies. Like we said, in Cabin Fever, when they have a wound and then they fucking touch it.
Yeah.
Don't touch it.
Imagine don't fucking your goddamn touch it. Eyeball is hanging out of your skull and some fuck comes up and cuts it off.
While you're already screaming in pain.
And you don't know that he's good or bad or, he's going to save you. Yeah.
And he just comes in and cuts off your damn eyeball.
Oh, are you joking?
Are you joking?
I would be pissed. I'm not going with you. You just cut off my damn eyeball.
I would assume that it's already numb from all the other pain. Like, right. it's not like any more like pain necessarily. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But my God.
Holy shit.
I don't think that was the answer.
No. They definitely should have won the holy shit award for this. Because
she also should have passed out from that.
Oh, yeah. Like, or died.
She's just walking around with him. Or died. Yeah, she's just from walking around trying to get away from these goons.
And like quietly.
Quietly.
No.
Like, how would you not be quiet. Screaming?
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, you guys.
People have too much self-preservation.
She's running around. Like, the fucking, the wind touching. Oh my God.
We all said,
The air touching it.
It would be so bad.
It would burn. It would fucking burn.
Dude. Yes. Well, and just that being on the outside anyway.
But
It's meant to be inside.
It's meant to be in the inside.
Your eye string, whatever the fuck that is. I didn't even know that it was that long. Is that anatomically correct? Is it that long?
I don't know.
Your eyeball string? What is that called?
It's long.
It's a tendon. Your socket. Yeah,
it's a tendon. What is the tendon that connects your eyeball?
Or no, is it
to your brain?
It's not your brain. Optical nerve, right? That's different.
Oh, that sounds right.
What connects the eyeball? The eye sits in a protective bony socket called the orbit. Six extraocular muscles in the orbit are attached to the eye. So there's six. These muscles move the eye up and down, side to side, and rotate the eye. The extraocular muscles are attached to the white part of the eye called the sclera.
I'm upset.
Sclera.
I'm very upset. You guys, I am unwell.
So the optic nerve, that's actually inside the eyeball itself.
So then it says, what is the cord that connects the eyeball? I don't know. I'm learning all about eye anatomy. The optic nerve is comprised of millions of nerve fibers that send visual messages to your brain to help you see. You have an optic nerve at the back of each eye that connects directly to your brain.
So I think you just die.
And then probably die of the pain. The air and the elements.
Yeah, you die. You die.
She would have died, I feel like, before he cut it. Because of all the trauma, just the trauma. Yeah,
especially if it's connected straight to your brain. Yeah,
your fucking brain. Oh my God.
Millions of nerves.
Nope.
Right. The amount of nerves connect
your eye cord.
The eye cord.
Optic nerve eye cord.
I'm upset.
I'm also upset, and my eyes kind of hurt. I feel like I'm getting a headache.
All I can think about is
I don't want to move my eyes.
I'm salivating, and I don't know if it's because of the pizza Pringles or because I'm upset.
I didn't have any pizza Pringles, and I am salivating.
I just don't want to move my eyes ever again.
I want them to stay closed and in my body.
Yes.
Like, you know, like when you move your eye like too far one direction and it kind of hurts? Yeah. So it's like, imagine. Oh.
Imagine.
Imagine. Uh-uh. Nope.
I can't.
No.
Nope.
So good, though.
Uh-huh.
It's so good.
It's definitely like it's memorable for a reason.
I can't believe you thought I forgot my ball. I can't believe that. I'd be so upset.
Yeah.
I would also jump in front of a train.
Oh, yeah, same.
See, and later
I would take those scissors and just lie to myself right there.
Mm-hmm. I had a note that I was kind of pissed at her for doing that, cuz like dude stuck his neck out to save her, but at the same time like
she pulled herself and was like, "I'm done."
Yeah.
I'm done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before they get there, though, when they're, like, stuck in the town, like, trying to get out, I love that he pays the lollipop guild with the bubble gum, and then those kids just start throwing rocks at the fucking dude's head.
Yes.
I'm like, that's metal as fuck.
Oh, my God.
Like,
fucking damn. Pound the shit out of that guy's fucking skull in. Yeah. The skull is inside itself.
In. It's caved in.
The kids are not all right.
The kids are not all right.
Like, damn.
Well, when they drive out of the art exhibit, the gate is just like a piece of wood.
It's just a... Well, I love that they have a gate man. Like, if everyone is in the town is in on this, what is the gate man really doing?
Like, what's your job?
This is where it's Jason loses Jason you. Statham. Yeah, because I'm like, oh, we're on a high speed chase. We're gonna
Yeah.
And then like they're really far behind at times, and then they're really close, and then they're really far behind. Like
I
also hate the really quick deaths for the three individuals, Alexi and the he happens to see them in the and like he runs them over, rightfully so, but like their deaths were way too quick. They should have suffered.
Yeah, I just said,
I do love that even the other car runs over the other bitch that didn't die right away. I'm like, haha, sucks to suck.
Also, you guys are calling him Alexi. His name is Alex.
I'm pretty sure his name's Alexi.
Google says Alex.
They call him Alexi.
Because I called him Alex, and then I was like, wait, am I wrong?
They say Alexi in the movie, though.
Maybe it's a nickname.
I would run the stupid fucking kids over, TBH, and then I said, oh, he gave them gum instead.
He gave them
gum.
Great.
I just understand, like, they don't need the kids. Like, cool that, like, it killed the people, you know.
They beat the fucking one for gum.
When they get to the train station, and then he realizes, like, oh, everyone is in on this, you know, so he's having to, like, hide. But then he's still, like, screaming at Kana.
Oh, my God.
Like, and, like, I think you're, like, giving your location away, but I guess not. I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry, but they're just, like, out there. She's just standing there with her eyeball hanging out of her fucking skull.
Well, she doesn't and no one is noticing her?
The cord. What? The cord is
the cord sticking outside. The cord is no one's like, oh.
Oh, there's another one.
Even if they all do get in on it, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. No one notices.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, are you okay?
Does provide a good distraction for Paxton to get on the other train, though, which is terrible. Yeah. But
yeah.
When she yeets herself.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, I'd be a little pissed if I was him, I think.
Right. Just a little bit. Like, goddamn.
Like, I could have died, but okay.
But okay.
Yeah, when he gets on the train and then he hears creepy guy from the train and art show, imagine.
Oh my God.
You made it all that way and then you hear this motherfucker saying the same creepy weird ass shit. Oh no. I'd do the same shit.
Oh, same.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he gots to go.
Gets to go.
You guys, I was looking at IMDb or whatever. Eli Roth's brother is in this.
Oh,
and
I didn't know he had a
Cabin Fever.
Who is he?
And he's out, Robert Roth. And he helps, like, oh, in this movie, he is Sir Robert Wappus.
Oh, helpful.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
But yeah, he's in his movies and he helps produce them.
Oh, that's cool. Creepy Dude's death is
so good.
So good.
What I love a terrible the way to irony. Die. I love the irony, right? Though.
He's begging for him not to kill
him. He's begging for him. Yep.
It's like, how does it feel being on the other end of this motherfucker?
How's it feel?
Yep.
How's it feel, bitch?
Imagine getting your fingers cut off while you're shitting.
Right? And that's my whole thing, too. Like, just the way he dies. Like, how terrible.
You're just taking a big old poo, and then someone cuts
your fingers down in the toilet.
Yeah.
Where you just shat.
Yeah.
Where you just shat.
Shat water.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then, like, his little card is, like, floating in the blood.
Yeah. I do like that.
So great.
With the, I didn't look at my note, but with her jumping in front of the train, she does save him by doing that.
Yeah.
She does.
Distracted.
That's true.
She
does.
And obviously, she didn't do that for that reason, but yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a little bit of a redemption there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, cutting off his fingers. Oh, the turntables. So he just rides off into the sunset and everything's fine?
Yep.
I guess.
Yep. Well, he lost his passport. He fucking lost his shit. Oh, they explain.
Yeah, you gotta watch
the second one.
Okay. Well, shit, maybe
we'll have to cover that one at some point soon. So that
I promise it's better.
It's comes full
circle.
It's so good.
Oh, it's free on Amazon.
Oh, you should watch it if you have the free time, because it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the best friend from Princess Diaries is in it.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
The villain of Princess Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
Score gauge. What do we give it?
You know, I mean, it's up there.
It's the eye.
The eye.
Yeah.
And the Achilles. And the chunks of flesh, but the on the eye drill
alone
is intense as fuck.
Is worth it is a 10. Intense.
And then all the body and parts chainsaw everywhere.
And then when yeah. Josh is like,
yeah,
exposed.
Split open.
Exposed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like giving it a 10, though.
No? I don't know that. I don't.
Like, it's up there, but I don't think that it's a 10.
I don't think so either. Just. I think a 9, but yeah. It's the eye is so fucking intense, but it's not like. It's not Evil Dead.
Right. No, and it's right. For like 20 minutes.
Right. Yeah. Like, I feel like if it had gone longer throughout the movie, then yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with a 9.
Okay. That's fine.
Cool. I feel like we haven't had a 9 in a while.
Yeah.
It's either been a I feel like we've had pretty low
mm-hmm.
on the gore gauge.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Was this movie scary?
Oh, it's icky.
It's just icky, yeah. It just makes you feel uncomfy, right?
It scared the shit out of me the first time I saw it. As a teen, yeah. I was like, this is a nightmare, you know?
Right.
I think it would linger with me if I ever decided to travel.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I would say that maybe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not afraid to go to bed, but
right.
It's definitely something. But it makes you
weary
about.
Of other situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Well, yeah. Awesome. Glad we covered this one. So, Grace, you're next, right?
Yeah.
What's your pick?
Surprise us.
Final Destination.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Cool.
It'll be a great one.
I can't wait.
Very good. Yes. Isn't that
you guys, I have all of mine picked, just so you know.
Oh, nice.
And there will be a theme with, because, you know, I need a theme.
So mm-hmm. the theme within your own picks.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Oh, we get some more Devon Sawa. I'm so excited.
It mm-hmm. is Devon Sawa.
Yep.
Devon Sawa.
Yep. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've been wanting to do this movie, I feel like, since we started this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Good. Have to do it.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I am too.
So fun. Yay.
I love that movie.
The first one.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, if you're not already, follow us on the gram. We post stuff on there. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We do.
And of course, remember to wear your SPF and hydrate yourself. Put on your fucking shoes when you go outside and lock your goddamn doors.
Yeah. And don't,
and don't be part of a murder casino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't go on the dark web.
Torture casino. No dark web.
No dark web action.
Mm-hmm. No cutting off people's eyeballs on the outside of their skulls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No having sex next to your friends.
Yes.
Like, just
no.
Just keep it private.
Just when you're traveling, don't be a fucking idiot. How about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't stay in a hostel.
No.
Maybe mm-hmm. don't.
Yeah. Don't be icky about women's bodies.
Yeah.
For people.
Don't be kids and try to like allude that you're going to murder someone so that you can have gum.
Bubble gum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be the Lollipop Guild.
Mm-mm.
Bye, 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 bye.